morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the first items, part of the Homeland Security Nexus that the state of Wyoming has requires continuity of operation plans. And so Marilyn Conley is in the process of trying to get the counties updated. But it looks, and hopefully there is something, but one of the requirements that any of you ever got in a situation where we had a major emergency, we needed state and federal assets. One of the things, the city of Buffalo and the town of KC also need to have continuity of operation plans. And as any of us can remember from the COVID experience, it was nice to have those plans because we had just done the mass outbreak. We thought it would be bird flu. We just gone through that exercise, and then COVID. So the power of planning. So I guess we're going to be asking the same question to the town of KC, but does the city of Buffalo have a continuity of operations plan? If you do, when's the last time you updated? If you don't, what can we do to work with our staff in the Homeland Security Department to help you get one?
I don't believe I've ever heard of a continuity plan, so I don't know that we have one.
So aren't we working with Marilyn on this? I know she keeps bringing us pieces of all this, our role, and so I know you're saying, do we have our own formal, we have emergency action plans for a lot of different things, but then I think we roll into this master plan of the county where there's elements of the city and elements of for KC as well. But we could definitely create our own continuity plan to stand alone. But.
And, you know, this is, a lot of it is, how would you function? Would the city employees work off-site? Are you set up to work off-site? If the downtown was flooded and there wasn't a city hall or we had a tornado come through, just these scenarios that aren't necessarily in the broader blanket umbrella of this master plan of, all right, this is where we would take the debris, and this is where we would set up the shelters, and these are the first things that we're going to work on getting restored. But in the long-term plan of dealing with a disaster, how would you guys operate?
Well, I do need to dust off what we do have, because we did have, you know, where the credit cards are, all that. And I have the book, but maybe I should share it with some of the rest.
You're one people to look at, like yours. I think we need to know what the contents of the studio.
Mike, we'd be happy to share ours. Is this red binder. Each of the departments has a copy of it, so whether it's the treasurer or, you know, you guys are a little unique in that you don't have the other elected positions, you just have elected government and then appointed departments.
Yeah.
We also have elected, so we have to make sure that they buy into what the plan is.
Yeah.
And don't decide that, no, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to open the court over here.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, you think of something that's never going to take place, and all of a sudden there it is. The last training we had was on a pandemic, and we sat there and said, when did we have our last pandemic? You know, sometimes this stuff's ridiculous, and all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Mm-hmm. So it's not a bad thing to have plans.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind providing us a copy of that, just so we can kind of wrap our heads
around. I'll stop up today and work with whoever you want me to work with to get a copy of it.
I'll either see if we can make a copy of the one that's in the commissioner's office, or if it's easier to have Marilyn PDF it and send it that way. But
I'll talk to Marilyn today.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Is it extensive in size, or?
It's in a binder, Mike, but it's not like a
book.
It's not like the textbook that you wrote on, you know, macroeconomics. it's detailed enough so that it's of value, but also there's some flexibility in it because you just don't know what you're going to deal with.
And I do think that ours is kind of broken into pieces, you know,
yeah.
Because we have what happens if our water gets compromised. We know who's calling, you know, and that is at, I mean, the state has it, Maryland has a copy, the water plant has it, the PD has it. I'm sure you guys probably have one somewhere. And I think that's the other thing, is as you do these plans, you keep a list of who all has it, so as you update it, everybody's is always getting updated, so nobody's working off an old plan. Because people change. The mayor changes, and so we are constantly updating some of the council.
So does the council.
Yeah, and the council changes.
You guys are stuck for forever.
But...
Any further discussion, questions on that?
No,
just it's good planning. It's worth doing. So, all right.
Does Maryland have it on PD?
I would assume, but I don't know.
Let's fire off.
We are at the time of year where we review the 1% application and also set the dates. So in the packet in front of you is last year's application. And I think everyone is pretty familiar with it, having either reviewed it in the past or maybe been part of an organization and put in a request. So I'll give everybody just a couple seconds to look through the questions if they haven't reviewed it. And again, this we revisit this every year. If you want to add questions, delete.
Can we make that? Is the 1% funding the sole source of funding?
Sure.
What was the change?
There's a missing
is.
Is.
Where, which at least the is. Right after 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth one down question. At least that is.
The sole purpose for the funding is that project, the 1% committee.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Are there any, we talked about this earlier, what 1%, what are we trying to encourage, I guess this is my question, what are we trying to encourage with this 1%? Is it operating costs? Are we trying to encourage other activities? I mean, is there a mission behind the 1% committee?
There is, if you go back to the original ballot question when it was written, it was to enhance and improve the community. It has always been a general rule of thumb that we preferred projects over operating. We understand that some entities, operating is all they do. They don't have projects. So we have never explicitly said we don't fund operating. But it usually falls to a lower priority than to fix things or replace things or improve things.
So is that something we can add? As people, like, I mean, I didn't know that.
Certainly. We can add that kind of in the guidelines section,
yes.
If you want.
Yes.
Could we add something where we kind of feel them up for what kind of fundraisers they do?
So I think that was kind of the purpose of that question that we just did the...
Right, a list additional.
Yeah.
Where's that one?
So it's in, yeah, in that
that's
section.
The sixth one down on the...
So the when you just edited, is there two is's then in the sentence?
No, for this project is...
Is the sole source of funding for this project is the
1%?
It starts with is.
We'll wordsmith that.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a big action.
No,
I'm
like, thank you. Maybe the is in the wrong.
She's a librarian, a computer teacher, not English.
Yeah, but I think that is in the wrong place.
And the span of time this covers is from what, July 1 to July 1?
June 30th. Yeah.
So it should be, well, the
project should be completed in the calendar year.
We will update the dates, Mike. First thing we're going to do is just look at the application.
Yeah.
And the second thing, we've got to consider when we want them in by and.
Yeah, that's what we need.
This would probably take place in a further future conversation for us, but sometimes I feel like maybe our communication on the 1%, and it's, you know, oftentimes you guys will make a decision on 1% applications and funding that we're not aware of, or vice versa. And I was just wondering if this next budget session, maybe we could open up that line of communication, particularly with these 1% funding applications, just to make sure that we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
So we're not getting each other in a certain predicament.
Certainly, we'll make sure as soon as we have our list of what we're considering, we'll pass that along to you. And then once we adopt it, because we do adopt it in our budget process earlier than you guys do,
that's right.
That we'll have Jody send down what we did and didn't fund. And then the committee always comes, I think, and makes, when they present to us their recommendations, they usually do it on the same day to you guys.
Right. Perfect.
And the biggest thing is, again, that commitment. We make Jim Waller available if the city's willing to make Terry and anybody else from Public Works available, depending on what the type of project is. If we need to get a professional opinion on, did they underbid it, bid it, do they really,
yeah,
they need the new roof this year, or is it something that gets pushed to next year type?
Right. Okay.
So is on the back page, is this a true statement, or do they all give presentations? Applicants if chosen, will make presentations?
Yes. So the 1% board that evaluates the community projects, they schedule a day. The committee comes in and they interview each of them. The city and the county take turns buying lunch for the committee while they do that.
But they do that with everybody.
They do that with the applications that they consider. So if the Buffalo PD asks the city of Buffalo for 1% money for something, they don't have to go present that to the committee. That's a council decision for the internal entities, just like.
Gotcha.
The sheriff doesn't go to the 1% committee to ask for a vehicle. They ask for it to the commissioners.
Yeah.
What were the dates last year? You have to know.
Mike, so they are in that application under process. So we opened it up in January, and then the applications had to be in 18th of February by 5 to the city and the county.
Sorry.
Yeah, and then that gives the committee some flexibility to get everybody scheduled. So that we typically act on ours in April. Same thing.
How about February 23rd?
Is that Friday?
It's a Friday.
Works for me.
That'd be fine. Is everybody amenable to the applications being due on February
23rd? I don't have an issue with it.
They just have to be to Jody or I. And do we need 10 copies? I mean, people turn in one, or they email one at the last minute, so.
I don't think so.
Are we making the copy?
Some entities I am. Most of the entities submit 10 copies.
Yeah.
Some of it gets us.
Yeah.
Because we don't have 10 members on the committee.
Mm-hmm. And I know you keep one, and I keep one.
Mm-hmm.
Complete set.
I will count how many we actually need, and then.
And maybe if they just get us one, we could make the copies. Then we know that everybody has a copy.
Right.
My last question is, it's asking for budgets for the last 2 years. I prefer to financially look at a business and its health over a 5-year span.
We can, absolutely.
Under submission.
Because then down at the bottom it says accounting records provided for 3 years.
Oh, yeah, so just I hadn't read down that far.
So I think that is, if that is, if we chose to audit their activities, that they don't submit that.
Some of those have 3 or 4 page financials, and if you do 5 years, you're 20 pages of
this is just for
financials in the application.
We want them to keep it for 3 years.
Income loss.
Yeah, because we're on a spreadsheet, you can get it all on one.
Yeah, that's not in
this retention.
Yeah, that's the retention of their records.
I think you're going to find some agencies that don't have continuity to provide 5 years of records because they keep rolling over, and but we'll ask.
I can make one off the top of my head.
Do we have a date yet to open the application for you?
We usually open it up 1st or 2nd of January, depending on how the days roll. We do advertise that in the paper. That's a split city county cost. It'll be available on the website. And I don't know if we take hard copies of the applications to the town, KC, or anything else.
I have not.
Okay.
What do you use for a forecast over this year, over the year? So we know how much we need in our own budget and how much is left over.
So, Mike, what we do, that money is being collected right now. So,
it's money that's already in the bank.
Yes. Carla forecasts the last couple of months to get to the end of the fiscal year. Okay. And so our money isn't available to these entities until the 1st of August, until we start into that new fiscal year. But we will have collected. And that was one of the reasons that we went from when the committee used to meet every 2 years, and they would do 1 year and then guesstimate on the 2nd year. We got rid of that situation where sometimes entities had to wait because the dollars hadn't come in yet.
We have passed a resolution the past, I don't know how many years, that we take the amount we've collected for last year, and you allocate up to 25%. You guys, 25%, so.
And that's still a valid number then.
I think with our work, looking forward, I think we're running about 10% ahead of last year, according to the treasurer's numbers at this point.
I do think the holiday numbers aren't going to be as good as they've been in the past. People just...
Well, with that attitude, Bill, come on.
I know.
Get out there and spend.
No, it's been responsible, but sometimes you see that because of the delay in when it gets collected, sent to the state, remitted back to the county, and then Carlo cuts you guys a check. There is a delay on that, but some years it's a nice bump, and maybe we'll all be presently surprised, but anecdotally from what I'm seeing from the downtown business that I work with, it's down, and that was one of the things that Jody Sowers shared with us at our meeting last month, was that or I guess earlier in the month, was that she was experiencing her retail is down, and we saw it in the lodging numbers as well.
So is there some mining going on right now? Because
there.
October's collections that we just received are, when you look at the major industry codes, mining, lodging, and food seem to be up for the month of October. So I'd love to say the lodging and food is all the hunters that were in town, right? But it's interesting. You know, that always typically brings a lot, but that month it's much higher than the past 5 years for that month. So
yeah, and just remember that mining code is broad, so it's everything from gravel to bentonite, uranium would fall under that once they resume production. There definitely is oil and gas activity going on right now.
It's just stuff I don't see much of, you know. My numbers come from what's happening in here.
All right, any additional thoughts on the 1% application? And if you think of something, let everybody know, because again, this one will go up until the 1st, so there is some time to do some last-minute tweaks. So I've been asked to bring back, because we didn't get to it last month, the discussion over the bike trail that runs along 16 up to the mountains. So I was able to find the Office of Wyoming Outdoor Recreation has a grant that would specifically address this. One of their top priorities is the repair and maintenance of trails and trailheads. It is a maximum of $1 million in allocation. Their granting process is open right now. It closes on January 26th of 2024, and those awards are made in the spring of 2024. And looking at the allocations that that office made in their last round of granting funding, one of the major areas that was awarded were some trails around Shoshone for their Rails to Trails program. So I think this has a good opportunity to be funded. I think it will address the concerns that Mr. Dooley brought forward with the surface. I visited with Scott Perringer at Roden Bridge, and he's willing to help me do cost estimation on what it would, rough estimate on what it would cost to resurface that section. So I'm just wondering if there's interest in the city in partnering on that, and if there is, I will work on this grant application if you want to designate somebody to work with me on it. It's not a particularly hard grant application. It's nice, it has word limits. So it's not like these other ones where people want to just put tombs of information in there. I think this is a 3 or 4 person office down at the state, so they don't have time to read the novel about why this trail is better than that trail.
I'm happy to help you with that.
Thank you.
That's fine.
But I don't think this is ours. This is YDOT's.
Because YDOT paid to put it in as part of the highway. And it's in their right-of-way, which... So I don't know.
And they say that they're probably not going to do anything with it.
And they do minor maintenance on it, but they don't have money to do any major maintenance. And I don't know if we need them as a partner on the grant or get their blessing to... Because I don't. That's where it just gets a stickler, since they put the original surface down. We maintain it without causing problems. And then what happens in the future... Then who's responsible? Do we take it entire liability over for that if we maintain it and they wash their hands of it? Or yeah,
it's still on a state way.
It's still a state
easement, so they still own it.
Yeah.
When the trail was done, did the Trails Board agree to take it into your system?
Our conversations with Whiteout have been that it is theirs. They would like us to take it. We haven't adopted it. And they do plow it sometimes for snow.
So is it a question you think Whiteout is just intentionally not doing the maintenance in the hopes of it either crumbles and falls away or the city agrees to take it. I'm more than happy to talk to YDOT, but I think this finger pointing of, oh, it's ours, it's not ours, doesn't solve the problem. You got a safety issue for members of our community. You got people that are willing to do the work to do it. So
I don't know that resurfacing it with that is the best option, though. Because, you know, our trail system basically is dirt.
So do you want to have us bring our zipper in and mill it up and make it a soft surface again? I think the community likes the hard surface. It's good for bikes.
Well, I don't know. The Trails Board seems to prefer the unpaved.
How long is the grant application process open? Do you know?
January 26th.
26th.
Yeah, okay. Sort of.
Short time.
It seems
so long as the trail been in there.
I think Rich Douglas initiated that in like 1982-83 when he was mayor. So I think that long.
And I paved whenever they redid that stretch of road.
If we paved
it on the highway.
We're not taking on anything that's going to rear its ugly head in the next 30 years.
Or would it be simple as just creating an MOU with YDOT that we are applying for a grant to service it and but they will still maintain or still own it or just something just simple, just clear definition of what we're doing and a simple one page MOU might satisfy everything and let us go forward with it.
I think we need to
ask, you know, I
we need to look into it and see that something needs to be done with it. If that involves conversations with YDOT and whether or not they're trying to dish it off onto us, so be it. But I think we need to take the next step and have the conversations.
Yeah, from the YDOT meetings I've been to, I've asked about it. They basically just said it's pure lack of funding. They're even Main Street, they're doing maintenance mode and not even replacing all the curb and gutter. They're just trying to maintain minimum what they can to keep, make it last as long as possible. So I don't think there's going to be money to from their side to do it anytime soon.
I just think YDOT would have a tough time turning down if we came with funding too.
We can get funding. Yeah, I think they'd probably readily agree to it. And it's just something simple that outlines we're paying for this, but we're by doing this, we're not assuming 100% ownership or whatever. I don't know, whatever works.
But something's got to get done.
Then. Yeah.
Okay, so Myra, I appreciate you volunteering to help me on this. We can reach out to YDOT and start working on the application.
Myra likes research projects.
All right, that brings us to the end of the items that people asked for, and it opens us now in a time of discussion. So, Commissioner Shelley.
I talked to Barry and Travis. Craig Craigo, Travis Lawrence, about coming in on the next county city meeting, and they're going to come in and we're going to talk a little more in depth about Richardson Park.
Anything else, Commissioner Shelley?
Nope.
Councilman Matson?
I don't think I have anything additional.
Councilman Penn. Councilman Camino. Mr. Mayor.
I just want to thank Jeff for opening up lines of communication. I know everybody else is busy and maybe it's having some history working with Jeff and stuff on the fire department and stuff previous, but just want to thank you for always being available for my phone calls.
Yep. Okay, Madam Clerk.
Nothing. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah. All right. A couple of key items in the governor's budget. First is $140 million for local government. So I would encourage everybody to reach out to Senator Kinski and express your strong support for the $140 million. I think it's going to be a heavy lift during the session, but it's needed to provide essential services. One of the other key items that I had a conference call with Barry and Senator Kinski last week on is the domiciliary rebuild at the Veterans Home. The governor did include $69 million to finish that project. We are essentially at the very bottom of the VA grant list to get that funded. So the discussion within state government is that last session they set aside $24.85 million of the $71 million project to do the rebuild on the domiciliary and the renovations, thinking that they would be able to then get the rest in the grant. So what now we're hoping the consensus is they'll go ahead and fund the remainder of the project, continue with the grant application, and so essentially in 3 to 5 years when the state moves to the top of the funding priorities for the Veterans Administration, then the state would get repaid. The problem is there's a prominent member of the Appropriations Committee who would like to take the money that's already been set aside, plus this ask, and put it into the state museum. Because this individual happens to be from Cheyenne and wants that. So we may have some lobbying work to do once we get to the session to keep the dollars in that the governor requested and keep this project on track. Remember, the state did a major study of their five facilities and started working at the top priority, which was the state hospital. They've now worked through the Life Resource Center and the others, and the Veterans Home is the last project on the list, and it continues to deteriorate. You've got major issues with the elevator in the 54 edition. During COVID, it actually broke, and so they were having to carry all of the food up. And one of the other major problems that they ran into, again, during COVID, is not everybody has their own bathroom. And so when you get an outbreak of flu or other things up there, and they're trying to keep folks separated so they don't transmit whatever's going on up there, sometimes that's really hard if people have to share bathrooms and spaces. And so this would be included in that project.
Hold on with the facility up there.
They are open, they are staffed, and they have residents, and there's a waiting list.
Are they fully staffed, Bill?
They are.
Do they have all three buildings open?
I don't know if Cottage 1 has passed the last of its inspections, but the other cottages are open. And
crews look very happy as we move.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. What are the dates of the legislative session this year?
So it is kicking off, I believe, on about the 13th. Is that, or 13th, 14th, and there is the start with all of the speeches, and they are scheduled to gavel out about the 6th of March. Remember, it's the budget session, it's a 20-day session.
Glad I'm not there.
And WAM is February... I'll get you the dates.
First through the 23rd.
That's all I have. The other, I'd ask at our January meeting, I know it's a city meeting, that we discuss parking in the downtown area for the summer with the start. I think there's some creative things that we can work together on with the existing parking that we have, whether it's the county lot over there, our lot back there, things like striping at the ball field, maybe choosing not to have dumpsters for yard waste there during the construction project, a stairway down to the carousels. Parking has been mentioned, and we also have that study that was done about additional parking spaces at Bonner Mountain. Maybe it's something that we bring in and gravel and do a temporary additional overflow parking up there and ask all of our city and county employees to park there so that we don't take the other spots that are already available that we're going to be trying to steer folks that are trying to shop in our downtown area during the construction. So I think if we can start a discussion on what we're going to do to be proactive to try to help ease the pain. You could, the local arts group is doing some things to help gussy up people's back doors so people go in that way. But what can we do to help alleviate the pinch when parking spots get tight? Because your folks won't be able to park over here. We're going to hopefully ask our folks to park a little further away to make those spots available for people who would have parked on Main Street to come to the courthouse. So, and I can already hear them grumbling now that they're going to have to walk a little further, but that's life.
But I might not be able to make it that far.
Commissioner Perry will get you a spot right in front with your name on it.
No.
You're going to walk to work from your house.
You walk from my house, yeah. I always leave my outfit on.
That's all I have. Commissioner Perry.
I have
e-bike. Jody.
No, I don't have anything.
We'll buy e-bikes. That's the end of the agenda. Jerry, did you have anything you wanted to update on public housing?
Well, I'm hoping to have a good session with the city council this afternoon, so we'll see what that's the only activity we got going. Is a possible grant application. And then strongly considering a foundation, developing a foundation, but we've got a lot of work to do before we can do that. And there's a lot of understanding and what can we do with it. So.
Anyone else? Thoughts? Okay, well, please enjoy the last of breakfast from, I believe, the foodie chick made these this morning. So.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.